Hi, I'm Jack R. Johnson, and this is Hidden History.
Of late, Glenn Beck has made it his mission to denigrate liberation theology and everyone associated with it, including, one presumes, Jesus Christ. But what Glenn Beck doesn't know or care to mention about the movement could literally fill volumes. I imagine he'd be surprised to learn that the movement was established by Jesuit priests who themselves take vows of poverty and do not own property individually. Since they spend at least some time working directly with the poor themselves, the questions they deal with arise out of that direct contact. Traditionally, priests preached resignation to God's will in a way that reinforced the belief that the present distribution of wealth and power came from God and not from man and his reinforced systems. With liberation theology, as Father Camilo Torres has summarized, quote, "The poor learn to read the scripture in a way that affirms their dignity and self-worth and their right to struggle together for a more decent life," unquote. This is the so-called radicalism at the heart of liberation theology. The poor have the right to struggle together for a decent life, to form unions, political parties, and to overthrow an oppressive government. Now, if this sounds suspiciously similar to some of our Founding Fathers' remarks, it's no mistake. The Tree of Liberty must occasionally be watered by the blood of martyrs, for example, or maybe Patrick Henry's famous, "Give me liberty or give me death." But in the world of Tea Party denizen Glenn Beck, the Latin American poor are not to be allowed the full-throttled rights of even the most cynical, beer-gutted Americans. No, they must not organize for themselves. They must not threaten their oppressive governments. They must kowtow to their landlords and their oligarchs, or be labeled socialist. God forbid. Here's a statement of the Catholic bishops that's especially significant in this context. Quote, "Authentic socialism is Christianity, lived to the full, in basic equality and with a fair distribution of goods," unquote. In the next few episodes, we'll examine how the U.S. military and its allies in Latin America have used murder and torture to silence this key doctrine of the New Testament. Presumably, Glenn Beck would approve. This is Jack R. Johnson for Hidden Histories.